Donald Trump was in the middle of a rally talking about immigration, one of the key issues of his campaign, when the gunfire began.
If you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
The former president clutched his ear and fell to the ground. Secret Service agents clambered onto the stage to tend to his wounds and protect him. When he got up, blood staining his cheek, he fist-pumped the air and mouthed the word fight to his supporters. President Biden reacted to the news about his rival at his home base in Delaware.
The idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. And everybody must condemn it. Everybody. I'll keep you informed, and if I am able to speak to Donald, I'll let you know that as well. But so far, it appears he's doing well.
The gunman was located outside the Trump rally's security perimeter, perched on the roof of a structure overlooking the event with a direct line of fire at the former president. Donald Trump was lucky to escape with his life, and there are enormous questions for Secret Service officials about why the rooftop location was not locked down and secured. It took onlookers to inform the Secret Service about the attacker's presence and the AR-15 assault rifle he was carrying. Photographers at the scene captured images of a wounded Trump that have immediately become iconic images of defiance and determination. And some top Republicans are accusing President Biden of inciting the attack by saying earlier this month that in the election campaign, he wanted Democrats to put Trump in a bullseye.